Amen. Isn't that a powerful declaration to make? We are no longer slaves to fear. We are no longer indebted to life and our own decisions, but our God, our Savior, has delivered us and given us freedom. And that we can declare that we are children of God. It's a powerful, powerful testament through that song. Let's bow and pray before we take up our offering. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I just thank you that as we look around and we see the beauty of your creation in this room, outside of this room, Lord, just all around us, we see the beauty of your handiwork. We praise your name, Father, for what you have spoken into being. We just thank you and we praise your name. Father, we thank you for everything that you've blessed us with gifts and skills and talents and provision. Lord, we ask that you would take this offering, this tithe, as we give back to you, and that you would receive it, Lord, and that you would bless it and multiply it for your kingdom's purpose. We thank you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. As the offering basket is passed, I'll go over a couple announcements. Yes, I am doing announcements. This coming Friday night, May 19th at 6 p.m. is our Ladies Connect night. Keyword there is ladies. I think you might think it's connect, but I'm going to say it's ladies because I see the rest of the announcement being pie and coffee, and I think I should be there. But that's why the keyword is ladies. So ladies, you're going to have a fun time together this coming Friday night at May 9th. 6 p.m., May 19th, 6 p.m., right here at the church. There is no charge. Come, let Lynette, would you raise your hand real quick? If you intend on being here, please let Lynette know so she can make sure to have enough food and everything here for everyone that is coming. We are going to have Dwayne. Do you want to come up now for your announcement? This coming Sunday, May 21st, is our anniversary service. Dwayne is going to do a quick announcement about that.
Hello? Is this on? All right. Everybody close your eyes for a second. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. That's next weekend for everybody. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. We're having a celebration. We don't want you to bring a disc to pass. We want you to show up. We want you to have fun. My wife Lori has put together a whole bunch of activities from the littlest babies on up to the biggest kids, including me. She's at home sick with strep throat. Happy Mother's Day. So next week there's going to be a lot of fun. If you look out in the fields there, you'll see some crop circles out there. We've got disc golf that we're going to be having competition here. And we picked that because anybody can do it, including me. And then I've been making games for kids, so it's like a little arcade at the fair. So if you notice, our church is filled with kids that are about this high and under, and then we have a few that are, you know, this high. And so we're trying to get it so everybody can have fun with those. So there's going to be a lot of games for the kids, and including the ones that can just barely sit up, right? Lori's thought of them as well. So there'll be something for everybody. Plenty of food. The usual suspects have come out to, you know, do the heavy lifting. So thank you, John, and everybody who does the heavy lifting. If you want to come a little early and help us set up tables, great. If you don't, that's next week. We're going to celebrate 5 years because sometimes, you know, if we learn anything from Jesus, sometimes it's okay to just hang out in a boat with the guys, okay? That's kind of what next weekend is. All right,
thank you, Dwayne. Guys, when you get here next week, I hope if you have any time available at all, you can contact Dwayne and let them know if you can give them a hand with anything. You're going to see the amount of work that Dwayne and Lori have put into this, and I think you'll be blown away because I honestly don't even know all the details, but when I show up and I see crop circles in the lawn and I know what they're for, you know, that starts to kind of make me tick a little bit more, knowing that there's people working behind the scenes doing things that we don't see, but it's all for a greater purpose, and it's all to serve River of Hope and the community of Medford and the surrounding areas. Moving on in our announcements, Assembly Park Bible Camp, Summer Camp registrations are open. They are all online. I would highly encourage you, if you have children, I believe it's third grade, going into third grade is the beginning age. If you have children in that age range from third all the way through high school, yes, you can. There is a camp for you, for them, I should say.
We don't have an adult camp yet, although that would be cool.
I've seen videos on Facebook about adult camps, but anyway, these camps are really amazing. They really are. We get time, and I should say this. I say it's for your kids, but you could go if you wanted to be a counselor and hang out with your kids all week. I'll let you make that decision. They really are amazing times. Our kids get a week without electronics. They get there. They get to hand in their electronics and leave them at the front door. And then they go and they experience friends and worship and Bible studies. And it's like a year's worth of church services in a week. And I mean, they just immerse our kids in intense worship experiences and messages that go right to them, to who they are. And it connects in ways that we can't hear on Sunday mornings. So I would highly encourage you to consider sending your kids to a Bible camp this summer. June 11th, following a church service, we will be having a wedding shower, yes, for Alexa. So our worship leader is getting married this summer, and so we're going to be holding a wedding shower for her. That's June 11th after the service. We would encourage you to stay for that. Is that mm-hmm. co-ed? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Co-ed guys were invited too.
There will be food. If that makes you a little bit more excited, guys.
There you go. Next one is backyard barbecues. We are getting back into the summer swing, meaning if you want to host a backyard barbecue, we have fun with these every year. We're just asking for people that are willing to have people come over to your house and hang out. We're going to, the host typically will grill, and then I forget how the rest of it works. We bring side dishes and things along those lines. So it's kind of like a hosted potluck where our host usually provides a meat, and then everybody else brings everything else. Talk to Lacey, she's back in the kids' area. Talk to Lacey after service if you have any questions about that or are interested in hosting. And our last announcement for this morning is Hope 101. We've run a couple courses of Hope 101, which is an informational class about us. It's an opportunity for you to get to know who we are, what we believe, kind of how we operate. And it's also an opportunity for you to become a member of River of Hope if you would like. If you go through the class, you don't have to become a member. There's no obligation, but it is an opportunity for you to do so. So that is the last of our announcements. Amanda is going to take over.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. So nice to see all of the ladies out today. I wasn't planning to share this morning. In fact, I even told Pastor Jesse, there's no way I have time to plan a message because I'm getting ready to take two exams tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing all afternoon, is studying for those. And I have finals already starting this week. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the middle of nursing school right now. So I'm finishing my second semester of nursing school. And so I told Pastor Jesse, there's no way I'll be able to do it. And then I got up early and thought, I'm going to get up early this morning and get a head start on my studying. And I could not focus because the Holy Spirit was just giving me words to share with you guys, to all of the ladies here this morning. And so I just want to encourage the whole message today, which it's going to be short and sweet so you can go on with your day. But I want to just encourage you ladies today. That's the point of my message. And I'll share a little bit too about my story in the midst of it. But I'm going to just open in prayer. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for today, God, and I thank you for each lady here that's represented here at River of Hope this morning, Lord. We thank you that you have great plans and a purpose for each one of us here, Lord, and we thank you, God, that that you are with us and you are for us and you are cheering us on and encouraging us this morning, Lord. God, I just pray that you would just bless each person here, God, that you would just encourage each lady here, Lord, and may they feel your presence, God, and just pour out your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so I've had these things just that I've been thinking about for all of the ladies as far as encouragement and just different things that I've been going through in my season that I just wanted to share too. And guys, I'm just going to give you a warning that this, which this isn't a surprise, it's Mother's Day, it's the holiday of estrogen, so there might be a lot of estrogen coming out in the message, and you're probably not used to that since Pastor Jesse's usually preaching, so just be prepared. But there's a few things that I think about on Mother's Day, and I was thinking this morning about how blessed I am to be a part of River of Hope. And just what a blessing it has been, just this whole journey. And it sounds like I'm breaking up with you. This is not why I'm not doing that. But I was just thinking about this morning about just how blessed I am and just how great, how our ladies are great here. And there's an atmosphere here that I've never experienced in another church as far as how our ladies are. And there's something about, you know, and I see this a lot when we have our ladies connect and we're with together, you know, with each other together. But there's like a general acceptance of we accept people where they are at in their life. This is what I see about our ladies here. We accept people for where they're at, no matter where they are in their journey of following God. And we know and we recognize that we have struggles and issues that we're battling, and I see ladies cheering each other on and not condemning people for where they're at, but believing in them. And I just see a bunch of ladies that, you know, your calling is unique, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But all of us are kind of on different journeys. Some of us have small kids. Some of us have kids out of the house. And so we're all in different walks of life. Some of us are working, some of us are stay-at-home moms, some of us homeschool. We're all on different journeys, but it's so cool for me to see how our ladies just, we accept people where they're at and we encourage people to follow what they feel called to do. And whatever, if they feel called to be a mom or not, we cheer each other on and we're there for people. And so I just wanted to share what I'm seeing, because that is truly unique. And we're seeing that women, we have a purpose and we have a plan. And it was not until about around the age of 18 where I was like, you know how you get to that point, all right, what am I going to do with my life? You know, you're forced to make a decision, you know, where I really saw that God had a plan and a purpose for my life and wanted to use me for something. So I'm going to just share here. Okay, so another thing I was thinking about was, so Mother's Day. I'm thankful for the miracle of my boys. And I think about this often because our God is a God of miracles. And I know I've said this before, and you may have heard this story before. But I just feel like I need to share this again, maybe it's for somebody here. But my journey of being a mother, we were able to have one son, and then after that, I had several miscarriages, and I was told that I likely would not have any more children. And for me, that was completely devastating, because I knew from when I was young that I wanted to have four boys, or I wanted four kids, and then surprise, I got four boys. So I just was praying, because I just chose not to accept that I was not going to have any more children. And so I was just praying and seeking God and crying out to God for children. And then God blessed me with Zachary, And then God blessed us with Daniel and Caden. And so we have four boys. And I want to share that with you guys because I believe that there's people, there's women here in this room where you have been praying and seeking for a miracle in your life, no matter what that is. Maybe it's a miracle for you. Maybe it's a miracle for your health. Maybe it's a miracle for somebody in your family. Maybe it's one of your children that you're praying for a miracle for. And I just want to encourage you to not give up on the miracle, that God wants you to keep praying for that. And I've just been challenged because I've been praying. A lot of times we get in the habit of just praying for our basic needs. And God is saying, I've already promised you the basic things. I want you to pray for the greater things. And that's what I've been being challenged on is, God, I want to see miracles. I want you to do the impossible, God. And just praying for the impossible and knowing that God's going to meet your basic needs. So never stop believing in your miracle. The other thing that God's really been speaking to me about is not to underestimate the impact that you're having in people's lives. Because I have been going through a season where I have been stuck in nursing school books. Literally, it consumes my life. Jesse could share pretty much what my day looks like as I'm at school or I'm at home in my books. And I've really struggled with this season of life. And I've been really struggling feeling like I'm not making a difference. And I was praying about this and just really seeking God because I feel like, you know, my kids are growing up fast. I'm investing all this time in school. And the Holy Spirit showed me that I'm making a difference by pursuing my dream of becoming a nurse. And my boys are seeing me follow the call that God has for my life. They're seeing my persistence, my not giving up. They're seeing the hard work that it takes. And that really encouraged me. And so I wanted to encourage you guys, all of you ladies, to not to take in the season where you're at and know that you're in the season for a purpose. And God is going to use the season where you're at, and He's going to take care of your kids. He's going to protect your kids during the season. If He's called you to it, He's going to help see you through it. And there is a purpose, and God is going to use it. And I want to encourage you to live in the season that you are at, forgetting the things behind you and striving forward for what God has in store for you ahead of you. And just enjoy the season where you are at. And then, too, when I think about Mother's Day, I think about the impact that my mom has had on my life. And my mom has made a huge difference in my life and who I am today. And I was blessed to have 25 years with my mom, and she actually passed away from cancer. It's going on 8 years ago, which it feels like it was just yesterday. And my mom has made a huge impact. My parents got divorced when I was 10, and my mom was the one that made sure we were at church on Sundays. And she helped me in my walk with God, and she had vision for my life. She knew that I was going to be in full-time ministry even before I even knew that was going to happen. She knew that I was going to be a nurse even before I pursued nursing or thought that was going to be. And so I just want to encourage you ladies to have vision for your kids. Have vision, help them discover their gifts and pursue their gifts, help them grow in their gifts. And that's one thing I've learned with my kids is to help them find what they're good at and help them just to keep working on those things and encouraging them in those areas. Okay, there was more I wanted to share, but I didn't realize I'd be talking this long already. I want to share a scripture passage quick. Psalm 139. And this I was actually just reading this morning in my devotions, and I thought I wanted to read this morning, and then I'll close. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness I cannot hide from you. To you as the night shines as bright as day, darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. I was reading that verse this morning, and I'm like, yes, we were made to be complex. It's right. It's scriptural. It's right here. So guys, if you're like trying to figure it out, you don't have to anymore. This is how we were made. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. And I'm going to just stop there. But I was reading this and I was thinking about just how God is with us everywhere. Everywhere we go, we can't leave his presence. And he's always with us. And he knew back when he created us that what he was going to do with our life, if we're willing. He knew everything, how it was going to line up, the timeline for everything. And it just really encourages me because, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but God knows the future and he knows what's coming, and he prepares us for that next season. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys with that scripture this morning too. And I'm going to close on this. I have a whole other things I wanted to share, but we're going to have to save it for a girls' time or something. I wanted to encourage you guys to be all that God has created you to be. And I want you to put an emphasis on all, because I have found in my life that there's just, I'm going to be plain out honest, there's things that I don't want to do that God calls me to do. And it's usually those things that he's calling and asking us to do that are going to make the biggest kingdom difference. That is what I've found. So be all God has created you to be. Emphasis on you, is God has a plan and a purpose for you, and all of our calling is unique. It's all our calling, or they're going to look different than somebody else's. And so, and that was one thing I just love about the ladies here, is we respect that our walk is different. So be who God created you to be. He has made you just the way he wanted you, and dreams and passions he placed in you were on purpose to make a difference for the kingdom of God. And so I wanted to encourage you to use your gifts that God has given you. And I was thinking back this morning about how, you know, even as a young girl, I liked to sing. And the one Christmas present, which I don't really remember Christmas presents growing up, but this one I remembered is when I got my karaoke machine. And who knows what songs I was even singing with that thing. I'd probably be even embarrassed to name the songs. But I loved that thing. And pretty soon, so I figured, okay, this might be one of my gifts is singing. And then pretty soon God showed me, hey, I'm going to use this gift for the kingdom of God and to usher people into the presence of God. And so I joined worship team and I started using my gift in the church. And then when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, then it changed all over again, because I was empowered by the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit when I was doing worship. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever your gift is, use it for the glory of God, use it for the kingdom, to advance his kingdom. So, and I think I'm going to end there today. I know the kids have some gifts for all of the ladies here this morning, and I want to just say a prayer for all the ladies here, and then you guys are dismissed. Lord, I just thank you for today, God, and I thank you for just the opportunity that we have to be in your presence, God. We thank you for each woman here that's represented here. We thank you that the calling on our lives are unique, and they're not like anyone else, God. And you knew the plan and the purpose for our life, God, when you were making us, Lord. And we thank you that we can trust in you and rely on you, God, for your strength, God, in all that you've called us to be, God. Help us to come to the place, Lord, where we know that we don't have it all, and it's okay not to have it all and to have the strength to do everything. But God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Lord. So we come to you, Lord, and we ask, God, that you would bring strength to each lady here, God, that you would bring strength and energy, Lord, to keep on keeping on with the call that you have on their lives and what you are having them do, God. Bless them as moms, bless them as women, God. Help them, Lord, in their careers. Help them if they're stay-at-home moms. Be with the grandmas, Lord. God, show everybody, Lord, that they are making a difference where they are at, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you and just pray a blessing upon each lady. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, and you are dismissed.